How's that? I'd like to open the January 23rd, 2018, Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees meeting. I'd like to call to order with, and I request a moment of silence, and then we'll finish with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joel, can I have a roll call? Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Here.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Present. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll go to approval of the minutes for 12-21-17. That was our regular meeting, and we didn't do them last week, Joe, because you weren't here.
Yep.
Did you read them then?
I was able to read them. Yes, I was.
I so move that we approve the minutes from 12-21-2017, a regular meeting.
So moved.
Need a second?
I did. Second.
Second. Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Abstain.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried. We'll go on to the minutes from 1-9-2018, the regular meeting. We'll approve those minutes as read.
You
weren't here, but you still could do it.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll make the motion.
Oh, the only thing I saw was Joe's name was in there on that one. Did you catch that, Bo? I think it was in the computer that you did, too. I just thought of that, Bo. It's on that last page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, said I mean.
Should be Mr. Bench.
If we could amend those minutes there. See, up here you got Mr. Kiss made a motion to adjourn today. And
that was you.
Yeah, so it's me, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I still move with that change that the minutes were, we can approve the minutes for January 9th, 2018. I have a second.
Yes, I second.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Abstain.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried. Minutes are approved. We finally caught up again. Okay. We'll move on to the fiscal officer's report. Joel?
Okay. For you, we have a fund status report as of today's date after we were paid. In Star Ohio, our pooled investments, we have $572,380.34. In our checking account at Krogan Colonial, we have $283,872.26. We also have payment listings for tonight. Warrant number 16233 through 16260. Again, warrant 16233 through 16260. Totaling $11,240.50.
I got to get used to this. A little bit different.
Oh, yeah, just a different review on the report.
No big deal, but
The payment listing just breaks down kind of a memo of what the payment was for, mm-hmm. not just who it was for.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Though you see the what we pay in the other rooms.
I can second that motion. I'll make a motion. I didn't catch the warrant numbers, Joel.
Okay. Warrant numbers 16233 through 16260.
Just proved as read.
Yeah, I can make a motion to approve warrant number 16233 through 16260 in the amount of $11,000.
$240.55.
$240.55. Thanks, Bo. There's my motion.
I can second it.
Second, Dave Bunch. Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bunch.
Yes.
Motion carried.
What's wrong, Joe?
I have a question. On them, 233 through 244, there's nine missing. Is there a... Numeric order? 16233, and it jumps up to 16242. Nine missing.
233 to 242. If you see, we started at 16242 was our first, but the Oregon Career and Technology Center was a duplicate payment. So we received, we paid last meeting $2,850, and they were nice enough to send us back a check.
It actually starts at 16242.
That is correct. I am sorry, but we had to be in the payment listing as a credit. Thank you for that. The only other thing I wanted to bring to attention was, hang on a second. I need a motion to accept a supplemental appropriation, which you have in your listing, the supplemental appropriation page. And what that's doing is allowing us to make the payment for taxes for the rec fields and Kennedy Park. And since we were in temporary appropriation status.
This one?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Since we were in temporary appropriation status, which we'll be out of here very shortly, we did not have the funds from that account to pay, so we had to move it.
Hmm.
I guess I can, I move to make the motion to take the money out of, we're taking it out of here, right? The real
correct.
Estate?
Yeah.
Assessment for the park property, and then we're going to put it into temporary to pay the real estate taxes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's staying in the same $2,192.
Yeah.
Just there wasn't, we didn't temporarily appropriate monies in the correct account to pay.
Yeah, there wasn't anything there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you make a motion, Dave?
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you. I don't have anything else for fiscal officer's report unless you guys do.
I have a bill here that I'd like to turn in. This is a second request from the Clay High Alumni and Friends Association. We purchased three more of those banners, and she sent it to Don, and he would never came, or we never got it. So it's like $80. I just wanted to give that to Joel. It's for those eagle banners that hang on the road. They're trying to get more of those up there.
I'll take care of it.
I move that we approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I'll second that.
Roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
And Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you, Joel.
You're welcome.
All set, Dan?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got to start doing that again.
I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't let you.
I almost forgot. Then what train of thought was different. Okay, we're done with the fiscal officer's report. I guess Chief Parcelletti, you're on the fire department report.
Good evening, everyone. Don't really have a topic for the safety issue, but as we've seen today, we're still always looking at the unfortunate school shootings that have taken place. So it's a real shame. So the mental health issue is a very serious issue and concern. Obviously, if anyone recognizes or sees or your individual self has something, there are agencies to seek some help with. And we in the fire department, as an employee of the township, are very fortunate because the township subscribes to the workplace resources, which gives every one of our members the ability to utilize. And so we encourage that, you know, at any time, because life changes and has lots of challenges, a lot of difficulties. So mental health is a very serious thing, and we need to just see it. So if we do see something, say something, and maybe try and, you know, if it can help. Okay, on to the fire department. Received well. We did cover our yearly sexual harassment policy in much more depth than in previous, meaning that we utilized the handbook and referenced exactly what's in there. And then with the additional package materials that we had received, we went into it a bit more extensively. It was open to the audience of the department if anyone had any further, and the books are accessible and the information is accessible for everyone to look at. There is a portion on identity theft that also came in that. There we did not elect to cover that one at this time, but it's part of probably an ongoing continuation of information available for employees. So our posters are up to date and are posted in the station. So I feel we are compliant with the requirements from the state and federal, and I have a copy of everyone that attended. I do have a onesie-twosie individuals that were not able to make the drill, so I will have to capture them on a one-to-one basis, but I will make every effort to complete that and get that done as quickly as possible. Okay, moving forward, tomorrow we have a hazmat training, and I don't know that the public totally understands all the extensive training that we have to do, but hazmat is a very, it can be a very complex and very serious situation to have to deal with, but that's what we're, you know, reinforcing our training with additional training. This training is going to be conducted by Special Ops out of Toledo, and they have a proven program that works well. We're also training with Oregon Fire Department and Allen Clay Joint. So Eisenhower School was gracious enough to let us use the auditorium tomorrow and to be able to present that. So, you know, it's wonderful to have the partners in the community like our schools to help us. The safety recall was taken care of for the UTV. It's back from John Deere. Everything's been corrected on that one.
What was wrong with it?
There was a safety recall for the steering. The steering could come disconnected, so there was a repair method to correct that. Mm. You have one, you know.
Was it just for that year, or you know?
Ours complied with the year. I can show you that paperwork if you'd
like.
Yeah,
when we get a chance, yeah, I would.
You know, but
please.
You know, especially if a person were to buy one that was a used one or something, you know, then the connection from John Deere may not have been there, you know, mm-hmm. to get a recall. But I'll certainly share that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it
with you. Medic 31 is currently out of the station. It's getting reupholstered. The upholstery was in dire need of repair and for compliance with PPE and safety. It's getting replaced. So that was just one of the things that's getting repaired. I talked to Stryker today. They're the company that's supplying the cot, and I'm hoping by next week that cot arrives, because I'm getting closer and closer to our deadline date for the BWC to submit everything for final. But hoping to get that accomplished. We've had a little issue with our brand new medic unit. There are with one of the computer screens in the squad that's supposed to be sent to us, and it's a plug-in and fix repair, so I'm waiting for that to arrive. We had trouble with water tender. I just was out there going across the trucks in the morning and checking them to see how they're starting and everything, and the one, it's rolling over, but it's not rolling over fast enough to create ignition. So took the truck out of service, took it up to American, and we He's made some, an additional battery tending application to it. We're hoping to see if that's going to help resolve the issue. So in that particular one, there was a battery tender for, but it only did one side. This particular truck has an isolator that separates the two batteries, so one charger cannot charge the other side. He even tried to do it that way, and the isolator would not allow him to do that. So hopefully this is the next fix. If not, we'll continue to look at it. But it's very disturbing and annoying to have a piece of equipment go down, and that, you know, we don't like to have that ever. Lieutenant Wolf is currently leading a ice rescue train-the-trainer class, which will be coming up here the first part of February. So he's already gathering students for that. They're starting to inquire and join in on that one. So Lieutenant Wolf is also leading a couple of grants. One across the for Lucas County, a radio grant, which we are a part of, for additional portable radios and that. And then for us individually, he's working a tanker grant. So we're taking a stab at it, whether or not all we can do is try. And mm-hmm. that's what we're doing. We did have, Kevin Chapman helped in this one greatly. We had Clark's Custom Concrete come in and look at installing additional floor drains in a segment of the station that never had drains. So we do have a price in-house right now, and that's to do the complete job. Total cost is $7,200. I'll present that to you guys. I don't know if you would like some other bids. It's not so much a time-sensitive thing, but it is an improvement that I believe is necessary to.
And that's just across the back station, back part of the station,
that's correct?
So is he going to put like a trench drain in?
It is a trench with the concrete sloping and everything correctly with, I don't think it's a complete trench, Kevin, from one end to the other.
It'll be 37 feet of trench drain. It'll basically start where the dive unit is. It would be the, almost where the door rail is for the Far East door.
Yeah.
And it's going all the way across underneath the utility. Going to remove that drain out of there and put a sump in there to catch all the debris and eliminate that one. It'll just be one complete trench drain going across.
And everything will dump to that one.
He's going to cut the floor 3 foot wide, then basically put the trench drain in, then what concrete's left will slope to the drain, so you don't have to be right at the drain trying to push it in.
Right.
And that's heavy-duty drain because we talked about some trench drain from Menards and a couple other places, and with the weight of the vehicle, we recommended that drain that's there.
And this will just be, once he finishes that, it'll just be finished concrete. It's not going to be a...
It's not going to be epoxy, okay. No. The only thing we would do is do a color close match,
okay,
to give it the appearance, okay, of being close. I was just recently in another station, and I saw that they had a similar situation where at one point they had to add a trench drain in,
yeah,
and you could see the difference in the two concretes. You know.
Well, it definitely is a mess when we get in there and wash trucks, and you know, you bring a truck in, it's full of snow, and you got to squeegee all the water out. And I think that actually is a pretty fair estimate on this, but I would like to, you know, let's... Maybe get one, two more, and just to see. But I think that that's a, you know, pretty fair estimate right there for the work that he's going to do in there.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say how long he figured it would take?
Kevin, didn't get that at all? The length of time?
He didn't really say. He said when we first started talking, he figured it wouldn't take him, but maybe 3 days or so. Then you're going to have, obviously, at least 24 hours before you can park on top of it.
Right.
So,
okay. Right. And they do, I mean, Clark's does wonderful work, so.
Yeah, so we'll table this at this time.
Yeah, I'd just get a couple more estimates, but I think that.
Very good.
Not a bad idea. You have two bids at least.
I'm still reaching out to Metro Parks with the law enforcement side on the planning. I know that he had an unexpected death in the family or something, but so all I can do is continue to reach out to him, and we'll get there. I'm just letting you know that I'm continuing to try and make that contact with him. Met with Mike Sikowski, if I said his name correctly, hopefully. And we did try the UTV in the rec building back here. He's cleaned it up. I didn't see the way it looked like before, but there's all kinds of room for that. That one and only vehicle would fit in there very easily, and it still doesn't really
hinder
anything in any way. You know, so
good.
You know, I the only thing I offered to do is one to repair the door, so it's the door is a working door more easily, and replace the lock system with a coded lock, keypad code lock. So regardless of, you know,
anybody can get it.
Anybody could use it, providing they have the code, and the code can be changed at any time. So, so that was a real nice, generous, it was a good thought. I like the idea of that being put over there. I can see where that could work out well for us.
You can see where he wasn't using it, you know, a whole lot anymore, and needed cleaning up anyhow too.
It did.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when I saw it, it was all completely organized and very nice. So it's looking real promising. Paul Jones assisted us in submitting a grant to the state. There was a state grant for computers, so he filed the information and filled it out and sent it off, and it's we were looking to possibly try and get 3 additional iPad type tablets. That is just going to help us in our emergency reporting, and it can also be uploaded with the CAD systems too. Again, when we purchased the ones we did, I didn't buy them for every single vehicle. I'm just looking at it to try and be fiscally responsible, and you know what is the exact need and where are we at. But if we could get these from a grant, that would be extremely helpful. Next issue I have or thing is I would like to go into executive session if that's permitted.
You know, I move that we go into executive session concerning matters of employment with Chief Parsoletti.
Second that motion.
Okay, roll call. Bill Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes. Mr. Bench made the motion. I caught on halfway through. And Joe made the second.
Motion carried.
Gotcha. Did you know we were going into executive session?
Dave? No, I always got it wrote down, though. You make it through?
Yep, come on. Sorry, Jim.
I move that we leave executive session and return to our regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Roll call. Bill Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And no decisions were made.
Believe it or not.
Okay, Tony, is there anything else?
No, that's all I have to report. Unless anyone
has okay. I got one real quick.
Yep.
Skid mounted pump. I know you guys, for the Gator UTV, have you guys looked into them at all?
I've looked into a couple versions of that. One has a incorporation of the tank, the pump, and it has the ability of a Stokes basket being incorporated in it. And we're looking at a range from 4,500 to about 7,000 for the UTV. That would fit the John Deere. So not unreasonable. I just want the department to look at it too and to see if that looks like the direction we wanted to go. We were originally trying to look at a pressurized water system that you would use the SCBAs, but not finding a ton of good product out there for that. So it'll probably resort to a pump.
All right. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to rec department. I see Mike's not here tonight, so we'll move along.
Thank you.
Zoning inspector report, Linda.
Oh, boy. All right, the quick coin needs for Beachview and Temple have been sent in the mail to her, so we've seen that on the A little bit of an issue. We need to find a notary that can watch you guys sign those documents. Or you need to go. Are you a notary?
Yeah, we have an in-house one now.
Okay, cool.
That helped him get the job.
That was more than just
that was the difference.
Right. The OTA conference, the rooms are at the Hyatt Regency, so when you go in, David and Joel are together because they do get picky when you're in a room and not. And Joel,
you'll find out.
You're supposed to be in a room.
Take your plugs.
If anything changes, let me know. I sent letters to five more land bank properties. 12264 Little Fountain, 349 Preston, 333 Preston, 432 West, and 413 West to see if those adjoining property owners would be interested in purchasing them. I know Joel and I have talked about it, but I wanted to bring it up. We really need to have a record. We need to know what our records retention policy is. Every entity comes up with their own based on what the historic policy says, but we need to approve one, or you all need to approve one. And we've been going through the files. I have had some more help. She comes to me, so yeah. So she's been
thank you.
File and get everything according to address. A lot of the old BZA files were according to date, and that does me absolutely no good when somebody asks for information because I have to search through all of them because they're according to date. So hopefully sometime in the next year we'll have them all according to address. That's it. Any questions?
Nope. Not for me.
Okay, thank you, Linda. We'll move on to Kevin. You awake back there?
A little bit.
Says
start
no.
out with roads. Put new brakes on the F-250 today, so those are done. Prior to the last event, we put a new cutting edge on. We'd damaged the cutting edge. It was there, and it was about wore out anyhow, so we replaced it. So far this year, for this winter, we've used 90 ton of salt, and officially, unofficially, from what I've seen and what I've heard, John Grottle seems to be the one that's maintaining the Bono Road back into the marsh. One of his trucks have been down there salting and stuff on that back piece.
You must have hired him then, huh?
Who's paying him for that?
Not us.
Not us, right, okay.
But that's what I'm assuming, they must have hired him. That's what, well, me and Tony had heard it, and I'd seen the trucks down there a couple different times, so. Moving on to the hall.
Call Patrick.
Had the roof leak over the weekend. I believe I have it fixed for what I did find. We'll need other attention as it warms up unless we get another leak with it. Nothing real major that I found, so. We'll see what happens with it. The sink in there, the first double sink you come to, the piping was rotted out from that. I replaced the piping that was rotted out with that, so that no longer leaks. Cemetery, we've had one funeral. I've sold two graves since the last meeting, and I'm meeting with a gentleman tomorrow to sell another one to two graves at the cemetery.
The frost still hasn't lifted enough out of the ground yet. It may have by now, but as of Saturday, I still had 4 inches. So I'm trying to get set up, if we get enough out, still get those trees moved. So in the spring, we'll have the driveway widened, then we can start selling them out of graves. And that's all I got, unless you guys got something for me.
I just curious, Kevin, how are we gonna clean that salt bin?
Clean it.
Up above the concrete.
We never have.
I know, it's always been chock full, but we gotta get some of that salt off that wood.
It just, eventually it falls off.
Does it?
What I was told with that, with the wood that they used on it, that the salt would not hurt the wood. The salt would put pressure on that and push the walls out if you put too much out against it. So we've never worried about cleaning any of it. It depends on how much more we use out of there. Because really, if you're gonna pressure wash it off, you need the whole bin empty.
Oh, you gotta have the whole bin empty, yeah.
And we still have not taken any salt from the county yet, which we purchased 200 ton from them. So at this point, until we get it down, and if nothing else, if we're worried about it eating it or something, at a later date, maybe we can go out there and use something and brush it off or scrape it off or however it's on there. But usually it crusts up hard enough and
it just falls
off. But that was the only concern when that was built. It wasn't that the salt would eat the wood. It would be because the concrete goes up and it's built on a taper.
Mm-hmm.
Then the wood's put on the inside of it, and it's basically the pressure of the building that holds it in. That if you get too much in it very high, it'll push the sides off the concrete.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty full last time we filled it.
Yeah, we had 600 ton in there, so yeah. It's full.
Anything else? Let's move along then. You got anything on cemetery or?
No, that just that we're planning on getting that road moved and the trees moved. That's our next move. And at some point, I'd like to find at least a company or two to investigate on getting this thing laid out and ready for sale. I mean, if we don't keep digging at it, we're not going to. I'd like to have it something going here this year. So. No, just the trees and the road being moved. That's it.
Bo, I was going to talk about the haul run a little bit, too. I got them all pretty well taken care of in January, but I got it all straightened out so everybody will be paid back. I got your phone number memorized when they call me.
Good.
Mr. Bartlett called you, didn't he?
Yep. I got, so far I've had three.
I got one, too.
One pain, I'm sorry, because one was for the Cub Scouts. One was for Bill Bartley, which he's a retired fireman, and then mm-hmm. we have Anchor Point, which the lady's supposed to be coming over tomorrow to the shop to drop off the deposit, so and sign the lease form. So
I think I got it taken care of, and because I'd given Don December, and he didn't get that done, so I've got it all. Joel's got it all done. You signed the checks tonight, I think.
Yep.
So roads and bridges, I guess I call up Kevin, I see what's going on, and that's about it. And let's keep moving, huh? Phone service update. Joel, did you get anything going on that yet? You were gonna. There's Linda.
Not yet.
Okay. Land use update. You too again, I guess. Anything going on?
February 18th is open for a friend of mine.
Okay. Westmore property update. Anything happened in the last 2 weeks? Or?
Okay.
Lucas County Township Association meeting will be held January 25th. That's Thursday night at Brandywine Country Club. Supposed to RSVP by January 21st. You still could probably yet tomorrow. I think you mentioned it, Tony. I got your fire chief update on meeting with the Metro Parks, and that's all going on. That's all I got for old business. Anybody else got anything for old business?
Sorry, David. I'm trying to look up a date. No, I don't. Not today.
New business. We need a resolution to support the Lucas County motor vehicles tax for roads. It's going to be $5 a license plate, and it was at the last DIC meeting I was at. The engineer was talking about it. It's strictly for roads. Gherkin can't use it for anything else. It's roads. It's going to be road money, and that's first increase they've had for how many years to get any extra money to run the engineer's office. So they kind of want us to, you know, we can if I could make a motion, want me to, that we go along with it, and we think it's a good deal,
I think it is a good deal.
It's another tax, but that's the only way they can get any money, and they keep it too.
Right.
So all the township people that I was with agreed with it, as long as it stayed with roads, bridges, and that stuff, so.
So it's a $5 repeated district.
Well, yeah.
Repeat what the vehicle tax is again specifically.
It's a $5 tax on your license plate every year. So I could move to make a motion to support the Lucas County Motor Vehicle Tax at $5 a license plate every year.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yep.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And then we need where's that all at? We're getting late on it, but.
Whose phone is that?
Mine.
Oh.
Sorry.
Teachers used to take them and put them in a box when they're in class. Maybe we should. Oh, they can't do that anymore?
I make a motion to approve the solid waste management plan for Lucas County.
I glanced at it.
If anybody wants to read all this, they can read it, but it's just something we do about every year.
Mm-hmm.
To make it's, I think it's law that we have to do it.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
If anybody wants to look at it quick.
He had a copy of
the
desk.
I looked at it earlier. Yeah, it was on my desk.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Joe made the, Joe Kiss made the... the motion, and I made the motion, and Mr. Miller made the second.
Mr. Kiss.
Oh, you did?
For the record, yes.
Oh.
It's late.
Don't want to have to change the minutes.
Okay. Temecock General Assembly is January 29th, 2018. I might go. I usually go for a little while.
Where's that at, Dave?
I'm pretty sure it's at French Quarter. Perrysburg. That's usually where it's at all the time. And January the 31st is the, that's when we're leaving, Joel, to go down there to the, and to the annual Township Association meeting, Columbus. And,
Wednesday, right?
Oh, and Bowhead here, he, for this too, he had a discussion setting up Township Vehicle Replacement Schedule. Not a bad idea, just that we got to have the money, too.
Well, so basically, what I like to have from the department heads, I can't say, Kevin, I want to, I'd like to have like a 1, 3, and 5-year plan, okay? Not saying you can give me, you're going to have to replace this road, this road, this road. I want to know big purchases that you're going to need. Are you going to need a new dump truck? In 5 years, are you telling me next year we got to replace a mower? Same thing with the chief. Give me a guideline here. Give us a guideline of what you guys are going to be looking at. And then, this don't have to be a Bible. This has just got to be, give me some guidelines. Take a, if we can, what do you think? April meeting, have it back?
Yeah.
That enough time, you think, to do something like that, put it together, April? Let's throw something together so we kind of know where we're at. Linda really don't have much because you don't have much equipment. Mike, we'll talk to Mike when he comes in and let him know. What are we looking for? What am I going to be looking for a year from now and a year before I leave office? So we can kind of plan for that. And even not even just vehicles. I mean, any equipment, or any plans. Anything big.
Anything else, Joe?
Nope, not me.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Okay, it's public participation. Anybody got anything to say? Oh, come on, Barb. You got to say something. You've been really quiet.
I'll make a motion.
Oh, no, that's Joe.
You're welcome to do that, John, this year if you like. I'll make a motion we adjourn tonight's regularly scheduled meeting.
I second that.
Boom.
See, we're going to get along good.
That was a quick hit, too. That's right. David didn't even have a chance to talk.
No.
I want to get home, too. I'm hungry. It's been a long night.
I'm an asshole. I didn't hear 6 o'clock.
You never come that early. Never.
I come early, but not that early. Well, was any of this yours?
No, that's all yours, Joe.
Yeah. You got to sign this.
Thank you, Jimmy. How you doing? Thank you, Jimmy. How you doing?